Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, no editing this video because I'm mad. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really mad. How the hell do you have one field goal in the final 8 minutes of the damn game? I don't even know who to blame, right? Listen, I'll do a quick recap for those of y'all that might have missed the game. It was the definition of a game of runs, right? I got it right here. The Heat started the game down 17-2, went on a 25-7 run. Then they gave up a 17-1 run. Then they went on an 8-0 run to end the half, right? And then going into that third quarter, some guys got hot. Kevin Love came in, and you had a very strong unit, right? Spoelstra ran that unit into the start of the fourth quarter. It was like Jimmy Butler, Jaquez, Highsmith, Kevin Love, and I forget who else was out there. Maybe Terry was there. It doesn't matter. Spoelstra kept in that lineup to start the fourth quarter, right? And things were going well. The Heat built up like an 8-point lead, and they had wide-ass open threes to extend it into double digits, but couldn't do it. But it's okay. They were getting good shots, right? And then they kept getting offensive rebounds and was still getting good shots, and they was bricking. But it's all right. Joel Embiid looks like he's on a bit of a minutes restriction, right? So he's out the game. And I'm thinking he's out the game, what, at the 7-minute mark, time to build up the run? But no, they can't do it because they letting Kelly Oubre Jr. cook their ass. The guy that sat in free agency for 3 months while the Miami Heat was sitting on their ass doing nothing. They could have had Kelly Oubre Jr. Not even saying that I'd want him. But the fact they could have had him and now he's sitting here busting y'all ass is really frustrating. And then eventually, Joel Embiid does come back in, right? But then it takes Spoelstra forever to bring back in Miami's best players. He doesn't bring Bam back into like the 3-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Waits way too long to bring in Terry Rozier. And by that time, it was all over. The Miami Heat were down by 5 after Philly went on their run with Tyrese Maxey and Kelly Oubre. And Heat were never able to dig back into that lead, right? Because you had Terry Rozier. Maybe it's not even a good thing that Spo brought Terry Rozier in there at all because he started jacking stuff once he got into the game, taking terrible shots. Like, the Heat got the lead because they was running a good offense. Not to have Terry Rozier jack up threes. Now, Terry Rozier, lo and behold, the Heat were down 5. Terry Rozier did hit a wacky 3 to go down by 2. And he got a stop. They had a chance to go for the win. I'm yelling, Spo, call timeout. Call timeout. Call timeout. Spo's just sitting there. Oh, Terry was there. Almost turns it over. Lucky gets it to Jimmy Butler. Call timeout. Call timeout. Nothing. Jimmy Butler. Oh, what's Jimmy going to do? Jack up a 3. Obviously, we all know what Jimmy Butler's going to do is jack up a terrible 3. The man can't shoot for crap, and he's jacking up 3s for the win. Oh, Hayward Highsmith rebound. Call timeout. No. Miami, he can't even get a look the last few minutes of the game. They scored one field goal in the final 8 minutes, and Spo took 2 timeouts into the buzzer. What's Spo going to do with those 2 timeouts? Tell me, what's he going to do? Because he got 2 of them. You can't save him for next game, Spo. Goddamn terrible coaching today. By the GOAT, Eric Spoelstra, you know, no disrespect to him or Jimmy or Terry was there. I love those guys, and they will be great. But tonight, they were ass, and I'm reacting to tonight's game, so... I think they deserve a ton of criticism because all of those guys were pretty terrible. Even the two possessions before the game-winning possession, you had Jimmy Butler get tied up, so that was a turnover. Then you had an actual turnover. I forget who turned the damn ball over. But you can't even get a shot off late in these games. How the hell can you be a championship team? You can't get shots off late in the fourth quarter. How? Because it's been the same theme all year. You've had the same damn core for 5 years now. You have Jimmy Butler, Bam, and about to over there, and you can't get shots off in the fourth quarter? It doesn't make sense. You're supposed to be the veteran team, the guys that have been there before, the guys that have that superstar go-to guys. You're supposed to have multiple of them. And in every fourth quarter, they blow in leads. Every single fourth quarter. It don't make sense to me, man. It don't make sense to me. I know I've been pretty positive about this team the whole year, and I'm not saying this one game changes my outlook on them still making the NBA Finals, but damn, this is frustrating. Now is winning time. It's April 4th. Now is winning time. You got the 76ers right on your ass. You just got into the sixth seed yesterday. This shit is frustrating, man. I'm going to go through the box score real quick. Jimmy Butler, I thought he was terrible tonight. 20 points for him, but he shot 7 of 17, 1 of 4 from 3. And yeah, that look was open at the end of the game for 3, but that's not his game. When the hell has Jimmy Butler ever hit that 3? He's never hitting that shot. Never. Not for the win. And last time he did this BS, I forgot what game it was a couple months ago, but it was like a week before that, he had the quote saying, oh, if I wanted to shoot threes, I'd shoot 50%. I just like running into guys and seeing who's going to fall down first. Oh, really, Jimmy Butler? Except when the game's on the line. When the game's on the line, that's when you like settling for these long-ass shots. These terrible threes, when you're only down by two, you're at home, you could drive, you could get an and-one, go to the free throw line, go to overtime, something. You know Joel Embiid's on a minute restriction. You know in overtime he may not be able to play. But instead, you settling for the damn three. I thought he was terrible tonight. Nikola Jovic, he was fine tonight. 11 points, 4 and 9 from him. I love a couple times he got the ball on a rebound, went coast to coast. Did that twice. And yeah, that's fun to see. It's pretty exciting, but whatever. Bam Adebayo, I thought he was terrible tonight offensively. He was 6 of 15, not good enough. Did finish with a double-double, but who cares? He got cooked by Joel Embiid. Not even saying Bam's defense was bad because I thought Bam was straight defensively. Joel Embiid was just cooking from the jump shots, right? It's not like Bam was getting killed inside. But Embiid tonight, 11 of 25, 29 points in 32 minutes for him. It's not good enough, Bam Adebayo. Bam, now that I'm looking at it, was the worst plus-minus on the team with a minus 29. Duncan Robinson, god-awful tonight. 2 points, 0-4 for him. And Terry Rozier, while he had a great first half, he finished shooting 7-20, 35%. That's terrible. That's not good, Terry Rozier. I don't give a damn if you had 22 points. Caleb Martin was fine. 2-7 from him. But I like what he's been doing defensively. And Hayward Highsmith was pretty great tonight himself. I will give him that. 12 points, 9 rebounds for him. Had a nasty scoopsie-daisy layup. He is continuing his hot streak and he's a very real rotational piece if he continues this level of play. I will say that. Really the only other positive today was Kevin Love. One of his best games in the Heat uniform. 11 points, 16 rebounds. All of that in 18 minutes of play. Also had 4 assists. He shot 5 of 10. Although he was 1 of 6 from 3, which is pretty terrible. I had all intentions of saying some positive stuff about tonight's game. I even already downloaded some highlights here of when Terry Rozier had a funky scoopsie daisy 360 layup. That was pretty fun. To end the third quarter, Jimmy Butler had a dunk for the lead, an and one. Well, would you look at that, Jimmy? When you're aggressive inside to go to dunk the ball, you get fouled. Terry Rozier hit a three to end the first half. That 8-0 run. Kevin Love, I took his three as well just because I wanted to show him some love. This Miami Heat team is got problems. They've got very obvious flaws. I just hope they get healthy because you can't see now that they have actually started to get healthy. They're playing better basketball. This is a game 2 weeks ago that they probably would have got blown out. I could tell you they definitely would have got blown out. And a lot of that is because you're seeing the impact of Kevin Love. Because he was really he was the Heat's best player tonight. He genuinely was. But yeah, like I said, tonight's a frustrating night. I'm here to react to the game. So that's what I'm doing. I hope you don't think it's an overreaction because I'm not going to sit here every game and say, oh, they'll be okay. They'll make the finals because, seriously, it's one game. If you would have asked me yesterday, I would have picked this team to make the finals. So I'm not going to change my mind because after one game. But it's frustrating nonetheless. And I think a lot of Heat Nation feels the exact same way I do. Anyways, I could talk for another 20 minutes. But I don't feel like it. Shit, maybe the game was my fault because y'all know the last week I've been back in my childhood home in Broward and they were undefeated. Now I'm back here in Fort Myers with the usual setup and they lose. Just a monster game. Whatever. The Miami Heat, I think, play the Rockets tomorrow. So that's the only good news. You get right back at it. And then you got the really monster game Sunday versus the Indiana Pacers, who I guess now are ahead of you in the standings once again, just by a half a game. So if the Heat can win the next two, they are in pretty decent shape there. But that's why I don't like the scoreboard watch, by the way. You heard Eric Reed all the time saying, oh, let's look what the Knicks are doing. Let's look what the Sixers are doing. I don't give a damn. Beat the 76ers at home when you have an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go. How about you score more than one field goal in the fourth quarter instead of worrying about what other teams are doing, Eric Reed? Like, he's out there with a jersey, right? I know it's not his fault. Sorry for making this skateboard, Eric Reed. Like the video if you enjoyed, and dislike the video if you're a Kyle Lowry fan, because I don't care. Whatever. He hit some shots tonight, too. I guess I didn't really shout out Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. They were sensational tonight. I said Joel Embiid had 29, but Maxey finished with 37, 11, and 9. So one rebound short of his first career triple-double. That kid is good, and the Miami Heat were stuck with Precious Achiuwa, who they traded with for Kyle Lowry. What are you going to do about it, Heat Nation? I'll see y'all later. Make sure to subscribe.
Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fast. Like, do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Like, had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.